Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, your host, along with Diane, keeping track of us behind the board. And we've got two great guests today. We've got Rob Karcher. Rob is with Smith & Howard Wealth Management. And Belinda Landers-Jackson. Belinda is with Southwestern Consulting. But before I get to our two great guests, I want to remind everyone that we are broadcasting live from our studio inside Digital Ignition. And Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, the Business Radio X studio, and a fantastic break room with all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. I want to turn now to our first guest, Rob Karcher, and Rob is a wealth advisor with Smith & Howard Wealth Management. Hi, Rob.
Hey, John. Thank you for letting me be here today.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. So tell everyone about yourself and Smith & Howard Wealth Management.
Well, I've been in wealth management for about 25 years, financial services for about 30 years. Smith & Howard Wealth Management is a boutique wealth advisory firm, and actually, this year we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. So we've been around for a while. Not the oldest, but one of the older firms in town. We serve affluent families, business owners, and professionals. One thing, we don't have a lot of relationships, but the ones we have were high touch, and that was done for a purpose. So we're registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which means that we're a fiduciary, so we have to keep the best interests of our clients at the top of everything that we do. One of the things I like about, or why I joined Smith & Howard, was that it's not affiliated with a brokerage firm, and it is affiliated with a nationally known CPA firm. And actually, the CPA firm is in 2 years is going to be 50 years old. So it's great for our clients because we have the tax expertise we need, we have the investment expertise, we have the financial planning expertise. We deal with, again, affluent families. We deal with business owners and professionals. And because we do that, one of the things we look at are the retirement plans when we're looking at the wealth planning. So we can come in, take a look at a retirement plan, reaffirm that, hey, this is a great thing for the company. It's doing exactly what the client wants. And if it isn't, we can make recommendations and give advice as to what might make more sense.
Now, just to be clear about the relationship. So obviously, if you've got a client that's a Smith & Howard accounting client, your tax advice is right there underneath that roof, which is kind of nice.
That's great. And even if they're not, what's great is I can just walk down the hallway if I have a tax question or accounting question, and I can go in and talk with the accountant. I don't have to make a phone call and wait for the accountant to call back. They're right there.
But the good news is you don't have to be a client of Smith & Howard, the accounting side, to be.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. I just want to clarify that for our folks. So I know one of the features that, or the particular bits of expertise that you offer are advice around cash balance plans. So talk a little bit about what a cash balance plan is.
Right. Well, cash balance plan is a qualified retirement plan. And they've been around, I think the first one was back in 1985. Bank of America started up for their clients. But it's just been recently that they're gaining popularity. And a cash balance plan is going to let a business, and they're good for small companies or large companies. Obviously, we deal with the small to mid-sized companies. But they are a great way to put in much more money than any other qualified plan can allow you. You could put in $100, $200, over $250,000, depending on the circumstance.
And so talk about the attraction of that for the business owners that you work with.
Well, let's say you're a business owner. You started a business last week, and you want to have a retirement plan. There's two strategies you can look at, defined benefit or defined contribution. And as the name says, defined benefit, the focus is on the benefit of the plan. So you know what the benefit is going to be when you retire. Usually it's an annuity stream. So when you retire, you're going to get X number of dollars for a number of years. Defined contribution, the focus is on the contribution. But when you retire, you don't know what your lump sum is going to be. The cash balance plan is a hybrid. That'll come in and take a little bit of the benefits from both of them. And unlike a pension plan or a defined benefit, it's not an annuity. It's going to be a lump sum of cash, like a 401k or a defined contribution. So the person at the end knows what it's going to be, but instead of a cash flow or a cash stream, it's going to be a lump sum. So that makes it attractive. Again, for people that want to save a lot more money than what a 401k will allow them to do, here's a way to put in an extra, as I said earlier, $200,000, $250,000. With a 401k plan, with a profit sharing plan attached to it, you could do maybe $56,000. If you're over 50, you have the catch-up clause, you could do $62,000. And that's great for a lot of people, but for some business owners, not so much.
Now, we're speaking with Rob Karcher, and Rob is a wealth advisor with Smith & Howard Wealth Management. Now, Rob, I'm curious about the, the type of business this really fits. It sounds like businesses that are generating a high amount of cash and really don't know what to do with that cash, maybe they don't have capital investment needs near term that they need to retain that cash for, they might be a good fit for this plan.
They would be a good fit. Somebody that's generating a lot of cash and wants to save more money pre-tax. This is a fantastic program to have. But there are some caveats with that. First is you do need to have a good cash stream each year. For example, somebody that's a personal injury attorney, a divorce attorney, they may not be the right fit for this because one year they're going to have a lot of cash and it may be 2 or 3 years before they have another huge settlement or successful case. The reason is with a cash balance plan, you have to have a certain amount of money that you put in each year.
Oh, so whatever you start out with, you need to maintain that contribution every year.
Right. There's three main components with a cash balance plan. The one is the participant, how much do they want to save? For the business owner, they want to save X number of dollars. I think with defined benefit plans, you can save up to $2.8 million total from all your defined benefit plans. So you want to have a target. How much? Do you want to go to the maximum, or maybe you don't have that much excess cash, so you go with a lower amount. The next thing you need to know is what is the age of the participant? Because, again, it's a known benefit at retirement. So for let's say you're 55. I know you're not, but say you're 55, and you want to retire at 65 with $1 million. Well, that would be $100,000 a year that you put in. There's a third component, which is the interest crediting rate. So when I put money into this pension plan, I'm going to earn interest on it, and I have to earn that every year. That's where the fund comes in for the investment manager. I need 3, 4, 5%, whatever that interest rate is that you choose. So let's say it's 4%. If I get only 3%, I'm going to have to put extra money in to equal the equation or to get what I need to have for that year. If I do more than the required amount, then the business owner doesn't put as much money in, and that can be a problem also because they're planning, they're doing tax planning to try to save on taxes, and now they have a higher income than they expected. They're paying more taxes.
Now, I have to ask, obviously, about the last year's Tax Act, the 2017 Tax Act, because that's the question of the day. How does that impact these plans?
Actually, it's a great thing for cash balance plans. Cash balance plans were getting a lot more popular in the last several years, but with this new tax law in place, it's really making a big difference. Corporations, as you know, the corporate tax rate went from 35% down to 21%, which is great. However, for smaller businesses that are considered pass-through companies, and a pass-through company is where the corporation does not pay the taxes, it's going to go to the individual, to the owners or the partners, they still pay taxes, and their tax rate only went to 37%. So a cash balance plan is a great way to come in and reduce what your you have as income, because when you make a contribution, that's going to be a business expense. So, and right now, if you're at 37%, you do the cash balance plan, you can get it down to a lower amount, or hopefully to a lower amount. But there's a problem with some pass-through businesses. Not all of them qualify. There's something called a qualified business income deduction. Anyone, any organization that is making $157,500, if you're single when you file, double that if you're married and filing jointly, you can use the deduction. But there begins to be a phase-out period from $315,000 to $415,000, again, if you're married filing jointly, where it goes away, and over $415,000, you don't get this deduction. And one thing I need to mention here, we're getting into a real complicated area here. Talk with your CPA about this. You definitely want to talk to your accountant to look at what is a qualified business income, what can be in there, what can't be in there, and how would it help you. But by using that, by using the cash balance plan, I can lower my income so I get within below that $315,000 perhaps. So it's become very popular.
So, and it sounds like you really need to get with your CPA, your business advisor, to make sure you're forecasting your cash flow correctly, right? Because if you're going to commit to that particular contribution every year, you better know you're going to make that, right?
Exactly. And the IRS gets a little cranky if you have a cash balance plan for less than 5 years. You can do it for less than 5 years if you have a good reason for terminating it. But they like to see the plan in place for at least 5 years.
Yeah, the cranky in the IRS is not two words you want in the same sentence there, right?
That's not a good thing.
So maybe you can flip this over and talk about businesses just in general.
Yep.
I mean, because everybody's circumstances are different, but businesses that really maybe aren't a good fit for this.
Right, yeah, this is not for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's when we talk to folks, that's one of the things we need to find out.
Sure.
Again, what is the age of the business owner or owners? You want them to be 10, 15 years older than the rank and file employees. The reason is the business owner will have X number of years or a shorter number of years to collect the benefit that they're going to get. Well, if they have less years, that means each annual payment is going to be higher. So if I have a 55-year-old owner and the rank and file or the rest of the employees are in their 30s, that's a good thing. Again, it's do you have a steady cash flow? You want to make sure that you have that. Do you have the right kind of business that gives you that cash flow? So we look at that. And I've had technology companies. I've had actually did have a family law attorney do this. But fortunately, the cash flow was one that could do that.
Right. Gotcha. Well, Rob, this has been great. So for those that have heard something that piqued their interest and would like to be in touch, how do they do that?
Give me a call. Telephone number is 404-879-3116. Or if you want to email, it's rkaercher at smithhowardwealth.com. Or also look up our website, Smith & Howard Wealth, and check out the website.
Rob Karcher, Wealth Advisor with Smith & Howard Wealth Management. Thanks for being with us.
John, thanks for letting me be here.
Absolutely. I'll let you come back because you don't think I'm 55 or over. But anyway, you're coming back. That felt good. Folks, I want to remind you that Office Angels is in the business of helping you cure headaches. Headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, workshop preparation, and more. Go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a tip agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is finished. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.C. Escobedo, who is terrific, at 770-442-9246. We now turn to Belinda Landers Jackson. Belinda is with Southwestern Consulting, and you're a leadership professional development coach.
Sales coach.
You've got a long list here.
I know.
And we've only got about 15 minutes to get to it.
We have a lot we can talk about today.
So let's get into it. Tell the folks what you do, Belinda.
Sure. I'm a professional sales and leadership coach with Southwestern Consulting. We're one of the oldest sales companies in America. We were founded in 1855 during the Civil War era. So if you have, you've probably done business with us before, you just don't know it.
Wow.
So we have actually coached over 11,000 people in our one-on-one coaching program, and we're all over the world now. We have about 120 of me all over America. I'm just one of the coaches that happens to live in Atlanta.
So you've got an interesting background that kind of brings you into this business, right? Could talk a little bit about that.
Well, I have a business degree from Brunel University in Gainesville, Georgia. And when I graduated, my parents and I opened a coffee house together, and we ran that together for a year. We sold it. We bought it back in 2008, and we sold it again.
Wow.
While I was working in digital advertising sales. So really, my passion for doing what I'm doing now comes from working with small and medium-sized businesses in Atlanta for so many years, selling them Google advertising at a company called Reach Local. What would typically happen is I would acquire a client, and they would get their Google ads running, and then they would say, this isn't working for me. And so, of course, I went into repair mode for the client, and I would find a way to dig into their business model and their sales cycle to figure out where is it broken, helping them write phone scripts, helping them figure out where their process is breaking down, that they're not actually closing the business that I was bringing them. And ultimately, 3.5 years ago, I was recruited on here as a sales and leadership coach because of that passion and my care for people. And that's what we're here to do, is to help people change their lives.
So you bring a lot of experience with issues around leadership, time management, to the table. I mean, you've seen what works and what doesn't work in some of these areas.
Right.
But talk about leadership accountability, and some of the work you do there.
Leadership accountability is huge, especially for leaders who have large sales teams of three or more people, teaching leaders how to hold their people accountable. What are you saying also before you even bring somebody into your organization? Are you telling them all the good, bad, and the ugly things that are going to happen whenever they come to work for you? So making sure that we teach them from the recruiting process all the way through the hiring process what to say, what not to say, so that ultimately they're set up for success and being able to hold their team members accountable to what they said they wanted to do when they got there, and continually review their goals, review what they're doing on a day-to-day basis, so that they have success and they retain their people that they hire, because we know hiring is probably one of the highest costs that you have in your business, right?
Sure, absolutely. One of the things, the one word you did not use there, which I appreciate because it's overused, is transparency. And that's really what you explained the reason for transparency in a really good way there.
Right, right. Yeah, letting people know the real deal, the good, bad, and the ugly. We use that a lot in coaching our leaders on how are you? Why do you feel like you're having churn in your sales force? If you are, let's review that. Let's really dissect what's going on internally there so that we can stop that from happening. And the next person you hire, we're going to make sure they go through the perfect process so that you have more chance of keeping them on board. And they feel cared about, they feel loved, and they feel like this is the place where they can learn, grow, and improve as a person.
Sure, sure. So, Belinda, time management. If I see one more article about how to save time or 5 minutes or the 10-minute solution, I think I'll scream. So I want all the answers from you so I don't have to read any of that stuff again.
Funny that you say 5-10-minute solution or like a checklist, because it doesn't happen that way.
Right.
It's very much a habit that you have to form. And so I could just tell you a very true story about a guy who came into the coaching program with me. His name is Wes Klein, and he's 65 years old. He sells commercial real estate. And one of the things that he said, I told him whenever he first started the coaching program, hey, this is not going to be easy. We're going to have to break a lot of really bad habits that you've created over the last 30, 40 years that you've created for yourself in your personal and professional life. And he just finished his year of coaching with me, and he said, I'm going to go to another year with you, because the reason why that is because the time management thing, he says, man, we really tried to implement it at first, and you were trying to make me do things, and I got really good with it for a while, but ultimately I regressed, and I went back into my old habits, and I'm really just getting it now. It's really starting to click. And that was so rewarding to hear him say that, because it is true. You can come into a coaching program and certain things click, but other things don't. And everybody progresses at a different pace whenever they do get into the coaching program. So that's just one story of, hey, you know what? It doesn't happen overnight. This is a habit that you must form over months and months and months of intentional hard work of learning how to use your electronic calendars, get off of your paper calendars, and just creating and ingraining new habits in your heart and soul.
You know, one of the things I find interesting about you, Belinda, is that, you know, you and I talked about booking this show in December. You were very precise about when you could do it and when you couldn't. So I knew you were drinking your own Kool-Aid, as it were,
that's
right?
That's true. And, yeah, you know, something great about Southwestern is any of us coaches, there's about 120 of us, I believe, now, and we are all practitioners of what we preach. If we're coaching you how to do it, we're implementing it ourselves. So that's the greatest part, is that we're not just telling you how to do something, but we're doing it. And we feel the pain with you. There are many times where I'm on a coaching call with a client and they are saying, I'm having this problem and I don't know how to do this. And I can say, oh my gosh, I relate. I understand. I've been there. I've been doing that same thing. And this is what I've done to fix it. And this was my process to go through for that.
Cool. Belinda Landers-Jackson, she is with Southwestern Consulting, professional sales and leadership coach. Now, one of the things you talk about is referral-based, client-based, client work, right?
Yeah, so, getting referral-based clientele.
Got it. I double clutch there, sorry.
It's okay. That was my handwriting.
Oh, okay. No, don't worries. Yeah, you told me what that was, and I had to refresh myself,
it's
but thank you.
Getting referral-based clientele. So, you know, I believe the statistic is that actually a referral to you, a warm referral to you, actually closes 60% faster than a cold call. And so we teach our clients how to create a list of what we call a LinkedIn hit list for the most influential people in your life, and how to dig into their contacts so that we can isolate faces for them and tell them, this is the type of people I am looking to be introduced to. And John Ray would be somebody definitely that I would need in my network as a resource. How well do you know John? And then getting what we call golden nuggets about John so that I can call you and I can relate with you. I can build some rapport quicker and faster and set up a meeting with you and move forward and tell you about what I do to serve people and help people change their lives.
Cool. Now, one of the things that you talk about, I noticed on your website, you talk about ethical sales.
That's right.
Yeah, now talk about that, because that was very interesting to me.
Yeah, to sell ethically and honestly without shortcuts. It's part of our creed, and we want people to really care about people, because ultimately, if you care about people and not just the sale, you're going to create lifelong relationships throughout your sales life, no matter where you go. And we very much vet every one of our coaches for that alone. If you don't care about people and all you care about is making a sale and you're just, I don't know, they say the sleazy car salesman.
Yep.
There are salesmen that exist on car lots that are ethical and honest, and we coach them. And so there is a right way to do sales and there is a wrong way to do sales. And we definitely ingrain that in people. A great example is I have a guy named Scott Gundy who I've been coaching for 3.5 years. And he says that, Belinda, you have completely changed my life and my perspective on how to communicate with people. We teach navigating different behavioral styles so that we're able to communicate effectively with different personalities. So Scott, he's been a car salesman for 30 years, and he's been with me. And he says, you've just completely changed my life in all kinds of ways, not just through how I sell now, but also how I treat people in my personal life.
Oh, wow. What a great endorsement.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Yeah, for Belinda Landers Jackson with Southwestern Consulting. Now, talk a little bit about prospecting. Give us some ideas on how we prospect.
Prospecting. Well, I'm personally a huge fan of LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
if I'm not out networking, which is where I've met you several times in the Atlanta community,
mm-hmm.
But if you are really getting down and creating a prospecting list, my favorite place to start is LinkedIn, because I have a list of titles of the people who would be decision makers and leaders for sales teams. And I go into LinkedIn to make my list. I have Sales Navigator open, and I'm adding them to my lead list. And then I'm looking who are they connected to that we commonly know that I can call them and say, hey, it looks like we're connected with John Ray. How do you know John? But typing in the name of the title into LinkedIn, you can never run out of names to call. There's
sure.
no excuse for running out of prospects whenever you have such a huge resource right in front of you.
Now, you mentioned Sales Navigator. Is that part of LinkedIn?
It's part of LinkedIn. It's a it's a paid program that I personally use, and you pay one fee per year. And it just gives you more information. It allows you to message people directly. You don't run out of messages, so to speak. So it's just a great way for you also to organize per vertical that you're working with. So say if you're, for us, a lot is financial planners, mortgage branch managers, just sales managers in general, roofing companies, pest control companies, anybody like that. So I have my categories. And also, if I know I'm going to be traveling, for instance, I'll be in Houston. So I have looked up and called on managers while I'm planning my trip out there. Like you said, it's like 2 or 3 months in advance. So I'm prospecting and packing my trip to different areas with either A, introductory meetings with those leaders, or setting up a workshop with their team so that I can come and tell them about the great stuff we do in coaching.
Cool. So Belinda, talk a little bit about I guess the 1A part of that, of prospecting, which is telephone techniques and getting through. I heard somewhere a long time ago, it's getting through the veto, right? Very important.
Getting through the gatekeeper.
Yeah, right. Getting through the very important person, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the first thing is be nice.
Well, that helps.
To the gatekeeper. You know, first of all, on the first call, I typically, if they're asking you, you know, where are you from? Who are you with? Things like that. Just you have to be laid back about it. And, hey, this is Belinda Jackson. We connected on LinkedIn. He should know who I am.
Cool.
So, you know, just let him know Belinda's calling. That's one of the ways that I try to get through gatekeepers. It depends on how good they are. If I can't get past them, I find out what their name is. And I say, you know, if he's not available right now, then what time would be the best time to call John, for instance? And get that time, and then I put it on my calendar. Hello?
Yep.
I get a ding on my calendar, and I call them, and I say, hey, whatever the gatekeeper's name is, hey, Mary, this is Belinda Jackson again. You told me to call today at 3 o'clock. You said John might be available. Is he available now? And they love that you remember their name. You might find a gold nugget about them, that they might have kids or something you can relate to. And if the gatekeeper is not so friendly, and the company has a directory that you can call into, I don't do it right away, but I will call back and I will actually dial into a random department. And those guys aren't gatekeepers.
Mm. Aren't you clever?
So I will ask them, hey, can I get in touch with John? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to get the accounting department, but is John available? And usually they're like, oh, yeah, just let me transfer you. And then I get directly to John's desk. No problem. No gatekeeper. Moving on.
Gotcha. So you mentioned golden nugget a couple of times there. Clarify what that is for those that maybe didn't catch that.
Yeah, absolutely. If I were to sit down with you and I had a list of people that you were connected to on LinkedIn, and I put it in front of you and I had you check off the people that you really did have great relationships with, I always ask, I take the list back and I start writing and I say, hey, John, what do you love so much about Rob? What do you respect most about him? Because when you call that person, you need to have really great pre-approach. You know, what I say is don't go into a sales call and show up and throw up, right?
Mm. Yeah.
You need to build rapport.
Sure.
So that I can say, hey, John, this is Belinda Jackson.
Yeah.
Hey, are you trying to put a face with a name?
Yes.
You are. Well, hey, don't worry about it because you and I actually haven't had the opportunity to meet yet.
Mm-hmm.
However, Rob told me that you're just this amazing guy. You actually have a radio show for Business Radio X.
I know Rob. He's a great guy. He thinks I'm young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So he just said that you are a highly connected person in the Atlanta business community and that you and I should have the opportunity to meet. Is that true?
Well, if Rob says so, then I'll have to believe it, I guess, right?
Great. Well, you know, the reason why I'm calling today is...
Got it.
Move through.
Okay.
So that initially breaks down people's walls. It makes them feel like you already know them. And it doesn't sound like a sales pitch when you're calling.
Sure. So it's all about establishing relationships in a genuine way.
Absolutely. And it's great to know that because, you know, who knows? I might have had a radio show before, or we might have the same kind of dog, or both of our kids might be in the same baseball organization, or anything, any golden nuggets that you can find out if they love boating or baseball or sports, whatever it is.
Sure. So, Belinda, talk a little bit about how folks work with you. So maybe they've heard something here that piques their interest. How does a relationship with you start?
Absolutely. It's usually through a phone call, and I will do an initial needs analysis, especially with sales leaders. If you have a sales team of three or more people, then I am able to come in and do what we call an immediate results workshop. And you, as the leader, are given 13 different topics that you can choose from that I can focus on with your team. And then from that point on, we also decide before I come in, is this something that you feel like your team, the coaching program, is something that your team could use and put into place for themselves? If so, we come up with financial support opportunities for them, or if they are going to pay for it themselves. Another way is I also just do one-on-ones with individuals who are looking to hire an external coach from their company. A lot of companies do have mentor programs or coaching programs already in place, but what happens is typically is they're not all that comfortable actually revealing totally what their weaknesses are to that internal coach. And so they seek me out or Southwestern out as an option so that they can just really full force bust through some of these things that have held their business back for years and years.
Sure.
Like I said, I have a client who's 65 years old and he's been stuck and he's wanting to retire. He couldn't figure out what was going on with himself. Ultimately, it's his time management, and we figured it out, and we're really busting through some major walls for him so that he can save enough money
yep.
to go into retirement.
Good stuff. From Belinda Landers Jackson, and Belinda is a professional sales and leadership coach from Southwestern Consulting. So, Belinda, for those that want to be in touch, that maybe you've said something that's really piqued their interest. You piqued my interest with a lot of stuff there. Talk about where people can be in touch with you.
Absolutely. I have a landing page at our website. It's Belinda Landers Jackson, SWC, for southwesternconsulting.com. and I know it's long, Belinda Landers Jackson at SWC.com. You can also look me up on LinkedIn, Belinda Landers Jackson. There was a lot of Jacksons out there, so we kept the last names. And there's no hyphens, just so you know. And you can call me, 678-617-4785.
And we'll have a link to Belinda's website in the show notes, along with Rob's as well. So you don't have to furiously write this down. You can just go to the show notes and click, and you'll be right there. Belinda Landers Jackson, Southwestern Consulting. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Folks, I want to remind everyone that we are up to show 128 or 9, I think it is right now. We've had over 300 guests over almost 3 years. Here at North Fulton Business Radio, there's no one that covers the business community here in North Fulton the way Business Radio X does. Go to our website, northfulton.businessradiox.com. Click on the episodes tab, and you'll be able to go back and search and see a lot of great business leaders we've had over that time, in addition to Rob and Belinda that we've had today. So enjoy that resource that we offer. I want to thank again Rob Karcher with Smith & Howard Wealth Management and Belinda Landers Jackson from Southwestern Consulting for being with us today. I'm John Ray. I look forward to being with you next time on North Fulton Business Radio.